Testament.
The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The feast of the dedication was taking place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus walked about in the temple area on the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long are you going to keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify to me. But you do not believe because you are not among my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord. It seemed best to let Our Lady speak today, and so a few things that she said to the children in Fatima. On one occasion when she came, she asked them this, "Will you offer yourselves to God and bear all the sufferings which He sends you? In reparation for the sins which offend Him, and in supplication for the conversion of sinners." The children said, "Yes, we will." She said, "You will have much to suffer, but the grace of God will be your strength. Will you bear all your sufferings in reparation for the sins committed against God and for the conversion of sinners?" If we could but keep that in mind when every suffering comes our way, because God would not permit it unless it would be for that end. On another occasion, when Our Lady came, she said to the children, "Say the rosary every day to bring peace to the world and the end of war." Now, if on a global scale, praying the rosary every day can bring peace and an end to war, what can it accomplish in our own personal lives? I remember every time over the course of 10 years in the seminary, I go to a spiritual director, and I had four throughout my time, and I go and I say, "You know, Father, the rosary is just, it's getting a little boring, right? I get distracted easily. Maybe I'll just pray, you know, with the Bible for half an hour instead." Every single one of them said, "Hey, our Blessed Mother came down from heaven and asked, will you do this every day? If your mom asked you, your mom on earth, you would do it. Will you do it for your mother in heaven?" One more. When Our Lady came, Lucia asked her, "Are you going to take us to heaven?" She said, "Yes. I shall take Jacinta and Francisco before you. You will stay a while longer. Jesus wishes to use you to make me known and loved. He wishes to establish in the world devotion to my Immaculate Heart." Lucia was sad. She said, "Must I stay here alone?" She said, "My child, do not be sad because of this. You will never be alone. My Immaculate Heart will be your refuge and the way which will lead you to God." My brothers and sisters, is the Immaculate Heart our refuge? It was our Lord's refuge. From the first moment He entered into His mother's womb, and I personally believe for His entire life. I oftentimes picture Him coming back from a journey after He began His public ministry and just taking refuge in the arms of His mom, having repose in her heart. If you do not currently say from time to time to Our Lady, "Mary, Let me take refuge in your heart. I recommend trying that a few times today, and hopefully the Holy Spirit will lead that to grow, and you'll say it often.